Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I believe today is the day that SpaceX is going to start trading on the NASDAQ, the largest IPO in history. What's IPO mean, Katie?
Investment, property, opinion.
Perfect. That's exactly what it means.
I knew it.
Today's the day. About $135 per share, and they're looking to raise about $75 billion, valuing the company at $1.77 trillion. And they are saying that this could push Elon Musk up and over the $1 trillion mark.
Jeez.
That he's worth $1 trillion on paper. Oh, can you imagine? Where's my little thing that I pulled up? Here it is. Okay, get this. So they say, try spending $1 trillion in a single year means that you need to spend roughly $2.74 billion every day, or about $114 million every single hour. And they're saying there's just not enough high-value physical assets available to buy that much every single day, $114 million. You just couldn't spend it all.
Well, you'd just be donating, right?
You would just give it away, right?
Yeah, you would have to because you couldn't buy anything.
So if you were even earning a modest 3 to 5% interest on $1 trillion, it would generate about $30 to $50 billion a year. So if you spent $1 million per day, your daily interest alone would replace the money faster than you could spend it, essentially making the money pool infinite. Like you could just spend and spend and spend and spend and spend and never run out of money. What a problem to have. So the cool thing about this IPO today and the stock and everything, they've got like, I don't know how many thousands of people that work for SpaceX, but this story is saying that there's going to be about 4,000 new millionaires amongst the current and former employees of the space giant. So about 4,000 people are going to become instant millionaires. And the really neat part is a lot of people, like on bottom levels of things, like the maintenance crews and maybe cafeteria workers and things like that.
Are going to be millionaires?
Are working their butts off each and every day. They own stock in SpaceX, and the cafeteria workers are going to become instant millionaires.
Good for them.
Isn't
I'm
that
happy
fantastic?
For them.
Yes.
It's so neat.
That's a really sweet story.
I'm jealous, but I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I know, right?
Never wanted to be a cafeteria worker so,
so bad.
So bad. We want to talk about e-bikes, but before we do, there's this word out this morning that I feel like a lot of parents deal with. Let me turn this down. It's too distracting.
Bound chick.
Exhausterwhelmulated.
What?
That's the word. Exhausterwhelmulated. Here, let's let this lady tell you what it means.
The word of the day is exhausterwhelmulated. The feeling of being exhausted, overwhelmed, and overstimulated all at the same time. Exhausterwhelmulated.
Just all the buzzwords.
Everything.
I'm so trendy.
Exhausterwhelmulated. Yeah. If you're feeling all of that, you now have a word. So post it all over your socials and tell all your friends that you're exhausterwhelmulated right now.
You can also just be like, it's a lot today.
It's just a lot today.
You know?
But people know it's fun to say exhausterwhelmulated.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know. Okay.
So my son's got an e-bike coming today. And spent a big fat stack of cash on this thing. And we went back and forth over whether or not we were going to let him get this because they're dangerous. You know, having a kid on one of these bikes is they can tend to be reckless, but we had conversations and I feel like he's going to be fairly responsible. And the thing is it's his own money.
Yeah,
he's been working hard selling all of his 3D printing stuff and he's made a lot of money and he's like, I want a really nice e-bike because I want to enjoy it this summer. So we went over all the rules and regulations online and bought the certain class that he can still ride around without having a license or a permit or anything like that. But there was a lot of conversation about don't be those jerk kids that you see on the road.
Well, because you see
around.
Them everywhere. Anytime I see someone on an e-bike, they're not following directions.
They're not,
using their signals, driving or riding at the correct speed. They're always breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
And it is so just concerning because, first of all, I'm just like, I almost didn't see you. Like, you could have been hit by me because you just came out of nowhere. You're not following the rules. So you really, like, especially if you're in neighborhoods, you have to be aware of your surroundings even more as a driver because of these e-bikes. So I hope you did have a talk with him.
We did. We don't want him to be like these kids out in Orange County, California, a bunch of teens riding their e-bikes through a Walmart. Narrowly missing customers and creating a dangerous scene. Here's a woman who was watching it all go down.
Well, clearly there are no boundaries for these kids. This was not a harmless prank. It's a direct result of zero consumer awareness and a lack of compliance.
Well, she sounds like a fun lady to hang out with.
She's absolutely right. And she's not right. Only that, it's not just in other places. It is happening right here in Colorado and in Denver. Did you just see last night, Jeremy? A person was taken to the hospital after a crash involving an e-bike on I-70.
Don't go on I-70 with an e-bike.
What are you doing?
Was it really?
It was an e-bike and a motorist, and there's not too many details about it because, again, it just happened last night.
Kid?
But someone was taken to the hospital. There's not a whole lot of details of who it was. It was I-70 near Steel Street yesterday. The condition is unknown of the person in the hospital also, but they had to close some of those eastbound lanes because of this. So not only are you taking e-bikes on interstates, other people are being affected. Again, like, I would really like to pose
some more conversations today.
Well, I want to pose a question to people out there. Are you willing to let your teenager, your young kid, have an e-bike? Because, I mean, Jeremy, you're in this boat now, and you feel like you don't have a choice because your kid.
Well, I do have a choice, but he is a responsible kid. Yes, he's going to break the rules still. We all did that growing up. But you got to have conversations, you know?
It's way crazier now, though. Like, we couldn't get into the trouble and situations as they are, like, with our just bikes.
You had to pedal.
Oh, sure, you could. What are you talking about?
Our bikes aren't going on I-70. There's no way.
No, but you can run out on I-70. You can stand on a bridge on the overhead and throw pumpkins down to people.
But these kids with the e-bikes think they're invincible. That's the problem, is when they're on them, they think nothing's going to happen to them, and worse things can happen to them than if they're on a regular bike.
Just be like us in the 80s and 90s where you set things on fire.
I know. I really want to know what people are telling their kids if they're getting these e-bikes, because I'm concerned about it. I'm just driving around them, and I'm like, where's your mother? Is that what you think?
That's what I think.
Riding dirty.
Quit scaring the old ladies like Katie,
all right? Shut up, Jeremy.
Don't scare the old ladies, kids.
Just be careful out there. Don't scare everybody. I'm not the only one who gets apprehensive when somebody in an e-bike comes rolling up on them out of nowhere.
Yeah.
No helmet.
Oh.
No safety precautions whatsoever. I mean, you like hit a rock or a bump, you're going flying off that bike and at a way higher speed than anything I've ever been on a bike with. So it is concerning. This story about somebody on I-70 on an e-bike got me going even more. I want to know what people are telling their kids. See? No boundaries.
All right.
Oh,
we'll let you and that lady fight it out. All right. Okay. Well, the hottest trend on social media right now, literally hottest trend, is being outside on hot days without skin protection. Yeah, it's like we're back in the, 80s, 90s all over again.
Do we not learn?
The hashtag tan maxing is going viral on the socials, and it's more than just getting a little vitamin D. It's people basically going to extreme lengths just to bronze their skin. Yeah, like in the 90s when you used to rub, what was it, like baby oil?
Yeah, and then you'd sit outside and bake and crisp your skin. Ugh. Do we not know about spray tans? I mean, that's the route I go.
Yeah, well, sorry, Katie. TikTok's For You page is full of tanfluencers right now who use apps to track UV index windows and document their sun exposure. And they're taking tanning pills? Have you heard about this, too?
Well, here's the thing. We all do it. Like, I went through the phase when I was younger where you want to go out there and get that bronzed look. And, you know, no matter what it takes. Like, so I get it. I get why because this is younger girls, right? You get older and you learn that you don't want to invite that kind of stuff into your body.
I'm
you know?
All leathery and wrinkly
mom,
now.
You, like, just Google tan mom, kids. Just yeah, Google yeah, tan yeah, yeah, mom. Yeah. And see where this lifestyle gets you down the road. I think that will be enough to curb them baking in the sun. Tan mom on Google. Go get it.
Nick Nack and I used to have a gym membership that included the tanning. And when we first started dating, we would work out for a couple hours and go lay in the tanning beds.
And that's
and
crazy.
We were bronzy.
To me.
And now she's like, why in the world did I do that?
Yeah. And again, like I will go to the spray tanning place and I love it because it's the same as the tan. Like you get the same glow. It's beautiful, lasts for a couple weeks, and you smell like coconut cream pie.
Oh, you don't have to tell us.
So how
we know when Katie's smell. Been to the tanning booth. Come in here and it's like, whoa, yeah. Hawaiian tropic.
Tropical. Very yeah. Tropical. I love it though. So I think like if you're not keen to the spray tan, go look into it. And again, Google tan mom.
Do
if
it.
You need any kind of inspiration to not sit out in the sun.
like tan maxing to the max.
Oh my goodness.
Yowza.
Crispy.
All right, now you're in the loop on everything that's going on TikTok right now with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix.